Well, Malcolm himself said that people in the bush are sceptical, and of course they are. The interim service was so mismanaged that it's caused businesses in the bush to start to close. It's caused children's education to suffer. There's families leaving the bush. So when he toots the long-term satellite as being the solution to all of this, people are like, why should we believe it? Of course, they're going to be sceptical. They're also sick of the blame game, sick of blaming previous politicians, previous parties for something that needs attention now.
The long-term satellite service will offer faster speeds, more capacity than what's currently available with the interim satellite service. But what? It won't be available until late next year. 2016 is when they're talking about, aren't they?
Yeah, they're talking mid-2016. However, there's been no releases to date on how long that rollout will actually take. So we're talking possibly 200,000 homes that would need to have satellite dishes installed. That isn't going to take a month. So it will take quite a bit of time to get all of those people on board onto the long-term satellite. There also hasn't been any data or cost limits released as yet. And I understand that NBN are currently working on that, and until the satellite is actually launched, that this won't be made available. However, there are some things that can be done with the interim satellite, and I'd encourage NBN to look at those options.
Things like what, Christy?
So they can put probes in to investigate speed issues. I have also encouraged the service providers to provide people with real-time data trackers. So if you can't actually track the data you're using or know where you're up to in your plan, it's very hard to stick under their 25 gigabyte limit. And I think sometimes that the service providers do have to show a little bit of compassion and understanding as well. You know, they're saying things like Windows 10 is causing huge congestion issues and lots of wasted downloads. Well, how about they release some information on how to turn that off?
Well, speaking of that, Christy, what are the main questions that you think people want answers to? Perhaps the main questions that you see day in, day out on your Facebook page.
Okay, well, the biggest top one at the moment is, what is NBN doing to alleviate interim satellite concerns? And that's a huge one. People can't wait. They can't wait another 12 months. You know, they're running businesses, they're educating their kids. You saw the story of the lady that had to travel from Birdsville to Toowoomba for a five-minute doctor appointment. So, and some of the stories are just horrific, what people are going through.